The blast occurred just before 11 a.m. at one of the largest coal-fired power plants in the state, the Wee Energies facility in the Milwaukee suburb of Oak Creek. The Oak Creek Fire Department says several employees of a contractor were repairing piping inside a coal dust collection silo when the explosion took place. Wee Energies spokeswoman Irisol Arce says the silo is near where freight trains dump coal at the plant.
Basically, there's one central location. It's a common area where coal is brought into that supplies both coal for our expansion facility and our existing facility.
The Oak Creek plant along Lake Michigan is in the middle of a major expansion. Arce says Wee Energies is investigating what happened and says the company wants to make sure such an incident never happens again. Government agencies, including the Occupational Safety and Health Administration and the Wisconsin Public Service Commission, are also looking into the cause of the blast. PSC spokesman Tim Lamons says some of the probe will look at the amount of coal dust that exploded.
Any dust that's confined in an enclosed space, when mixed with oxygen and a spark, you could have problems. And obviously, coal can be looked upon as something a little bit more volatile because it is a fuel source.
Lamont says coal dust explosions occurred at power plants in Green Bay and Portage about 1980. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.